Good morning, Rabbi Sai. So we are here, Irma Bechevesh. It's evening time. Bezer Hashem, I'll give a shir on Daf Chav Zayin in English, and then afterwards a shir in Hebrew, and then off to the airport. Going on a difficult trip to America. It's the very first time that we are doing a charity campaign. It's a campaign to raise funds. The more, the better. Basically, we're trying to grow MDY, to bring Torah to more people. And they feel that me being in America, more people take upon themselves pages to pledge, to raise a certain amount of money, etc., etc. So we're going to give... The way it's looking right now is, it could change any minute, but I think the itinerary right now is I'm flying into Miami. I'm going to spend, it's going to be one shir in Miami, and the following morning, flying directly to Baltimore. It's going to be one shir in Baltimore, one event shir in Miami, one in Baltimore. Then from there, go to New York. I don't know exactly what's going on in New York. And then, what else do we have? Chicago. I'm going to fly into Chicago Friday, be there for Shabbos. You know, through shiurim Friday afternoon, Matzi Shabbos in Chicago. Actually, so any place I go, I have to give two shiurim, one in Hebrew, one in English. We'll have to figure that out. I also have to prepare shiur, and I also have to do these events. Chicago, Sunday morning, back to New York, and I'll be there through April 2nd, where we're doing the live... The actual day, the charity, you know, where people get together, the phone, so I'll be there for that as well in New York. All right, so I just want to show you a couple of things here, maybe more than a couple. These are guys, this is the first time that we have this, and you'll know what I mean. Usually it's Good Morning, Rabbi Isai, and this one is...
Erev Tov, Rabbi Isai!
The Hebrew shir gets a different one, it's Erev Tov, and... Some guy's holding a MDY Gemara. Mo Landy says, B'yamin Goldman, the son of Avram Mordechai Goodman, I don't know what A.M. Goodman, the one who brought me to MDY, learning Eilu Metzias with Rebelli. So A.M. Goodman brought Mo Landy, who? Mo Landy is the one that started this Chazara thing in Masechet Megillah, I think it was, and because of him, many, many people, when they fly from Eretz Yisrael to America, America to Eretz Yisrael, they do Chazara. So Goodman has all these Eniklach, all these Masechetes under his belt, he gets Chusim Gdolim for it. Rabbi Isai, the Masechet, sponsored by anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. The Paras HaChodesh Aaron Freeman, it should be a Chus, the rebellion for continued Siyat Shmai and teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael. Amen. Paras HaChodesh, Refu Shneim Eli Melech Ben Tzipora. Paras HaChodesh, renewed. Shkoyach. Yenishma Zechari Ben Moshe, Yenishma Zechari Bas Yosef. And the art of the month, anonymous of the Schus for an easy childbirth for his daughter and a healthy baby. We're holding on the bottom, Daf Chof Vav, Omid Beis, Halukeach Peres Mechaveret. It says in the Mishnah, if you purchase fruit from your friend, and I said yesterday, don't get all excited, it might not apply to us. You get a delivery, and there's a bunch of bags of pears and apples, and there's also money in there. The mission says you get to keep it. Now, if it was in some sort of wallet or maybe a rubber band, I don't know, tzururim, you have to do achraza, you have to announce it. This is dafka when you buy from a wholesaler. And the wholesaler got it from other people and other people until it got to you, so we don't know whose money it is. But if you purchase it from an individual who grew the stuff himself, he's with it the whole time, obviously if you put it in a box and he made a delivery, it's his money. So what would be the halacha today with a store? It might be the same thing. I don't know. What I'm trying to say is don't just look at a Mishnah and say, oh, there's Allah in the Mishnah, you can keep it. It's not so simple. We said the same exact thing in the name of Rav Nachman. The Tana said in front of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman asked the Tana. The Tana is the person that announces things. That he's like the loudspeaker. He said over. Is there only one person doing all the work? The guy has workers that do, how do you say dosh in English? Thresh. Is he the only one threshing? In other words, he hires workers, and maybe perhaps it fell from the worker's wallet or whatever, pocket. So why are you saying that you must return because we know who the owner is? We don't know. Amalei, ask me, you want me to chop this out and discard this brisa completely? Oh, Marley Loy, don't. The targim asnisach going shadoshan ayde avdei v'shevchas aknanim. Yes, you're right. He has workers, but they all belong to him. There is possession, so to speak. And mimela, whatever mashkana evit kana rabbi. If the slave finds or has money, so it's like the balabas has money. So mimela, you have to give it back because no matter what, either it's the owners or it's the slave, the Evitnani, the Shifchaknanis, and that anyways belongs to the owner. The Mishnah is sponsored by whatever, fill in the gap. Afa Simla Hoysa B'chlal Kolelu. You mean Nachman's not here? I can say whatever I want. So we have two psukim here. The Chintasa L'cham Boiroi, the Chintasa L'sim L'asoi. This is the same, this is what you should do when you find a donkey, a garment, anything that you find. So if it says anything that you find, so just say that, start a pasuk. What do you have to say? Give me two examples, a donkey and a garment. So the Mishnah says, so why does the Torah specify a garment? To make a hekesh and say, we're going to compare things to it. A garment has two things. It has an identifying mark to it. Yesh lo toivim, there are people that are interested, that want it. In other words, they are not misyash. There's the owner to this garment who didn't give up hope of finding his garment. As we're going to see in the Gemara, perhaps this is the main point of the Mishnah. Yesh lo toivim, there's somebody that's demanding it, that didn't give up hope. The simonim part, we'll see. I've called dovar sheyesh by simonim v'yesh letoivim chayv lahachris. So the Mishnah says, you need these two things. You need a simon, and you need somebody that didn't give up. Then, in that case, you have to announce it. You have to give it back. Says the Gemara, my b'chlal kolelu, what does the Mishnah mean to say it used to be part of this? Omar Rava b'chlal kol aveda sochicha. It's included in kol avedas, l'chol avedas ochicha. Kol avedas means everything from a pin and a needle all the way to a Lamborghini, whatever you find, you have to give back. Omar Rava. Okay. So, in other words, like we explained, kol avedas, not we, I, we is chashev. Kol avedas includes all objects, including a garment. So then why does it have to repeat itself? Garment to teach us that you need simonim, you need toivim. Amar Rav Lamed the Kazer Rachmona Shar Chamor Se V'Simla. So, in this pasuk, we have two of the four objects that the Gemara just mentioned. We have a simla and we have a chamor. But there's another pasuk. Two psukim before this, the Torah says, "Lisira esor achicha oy esay oy nidachim." Two more, a bull and a sheep. V'salamta mehem. And you're just going to ignore them. Hashav teshivim lachicha. Once again, there's a mitzvah of Ashovas Avedo. I said this a bunch of times, kind of on my own maybe, or maybe not, that the Aruch Chaim over here says, on these psukim, there's another pasuk in Kiseitze, Kisira Sharachicha. Similar to this, you see your friend's bull. Says Nidachim, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that it's referring to people, to human beings that are acting like a bull, that act like a sheep, that they're lost. When you see a lost human being roaming the streets, getting up in the morning at 5:30 to catch the train, to work, come home, to watch a little bit YouTube, to go to sleep, and then do the whole thing all over again. He's a shar. He's a bull. He's a seh. And when you see somebody like that, says the Aruch Chaim, look inside. Mamish Mefurish, you got to bring him to MDY, says the Aruch Chaim. Check it out. You got to bring him to Torah. You got to save his life. If there's a Shavas Aveda on a donkey, so there's a Shavas Aveda on a human being. So we have a Chiyuv, and that's Lamaisa. So that's why I'm going to the United States. But Emes, it's not fun. It's the furthest thing from fun to travel like this and go from city to city and sleep in funny places and eat funny food. The food is pretty good, but it's not good for me. Well, I want to do a Shavas Aveda. I really feel that we could bring more and more people back to Torah. And even those who are learning, they could also gain another Seder, another learn more Bekiyas, whatever it is. So the question is, why do you need these four things? Shor, Chamor, Seh, V'Simla. Says the Gemara, Tzrichi. We need all four of these. Because of Rachmana Simla, Avamina Hanamina Be'edim Degufa. I would think, when do you give back a garment? When you have Edim, two witnesses. V'simonim degufa, and there are identifying marks or whatever on the actual thing. Aval chamor be'edim deukof, v'simonim deukof. If you just have a simon on the saddle, here's a simon on the saddle, different saddle, I guess. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe you have to identify the actual donkey. Maybe you have to say, hey, this donkey has a scar over here. It has a limp over there. Whatever it is. How do I know that by identifying just the saddle, that's enough to give back the whole donkey? A guy comes to me and says, it's my donkey. I'll prove to you my saddle had a tear over here and it was this and this color. Now, what are you going to ask me? Maybe the saddle was taken from this animal and placed on another animal. The Gemara talks about it. Basically, Mark's going to say, we'll see soon. I'm not going to spoil it. You can't do that. It doesn't really work. Why? We'll see. Huh? No, I think it's the actual saddle. Why? Who says it's the... I don't know. That's what he's putting there. I don't know what that is. Saddle. Book of is a saddle. Good. So it says, chamar, you could give it back just by the saddle. Shar said, because of Rahman Alamli, now why do I need the other two animals? Shar, the afilu legizas znavoi. So this is super interesting. Says the Gemara, that the shearings of the tail of the shar here, check this out. Simla is a good morning, Rabbi say sweatshirt, okay, chamar, saddle, seh. These are the four things. Check out, look carefully on the right side by the shar, all the way by his tail. Boom. If you shear that, you have to give it back. So Tosis asks on Rashi, what is it? How much is it worth? If it's worth a pruta, of course. Anything that's worth a pruta, you have to give it back. If it's worth less than a pruta, why do you have to do it? So it says Tosis something interesting, that let's say it's worth less than a pruta. But the chiddush is that because when you cut it, there's a certain time of the year that you cut it, and then it grows back longer, and then it's worth more. So your chiyuv as a person who shears it, you have to, not that you have to return it, that you have to be the barber, says Tosis. That's what it means. When you find a bull, you have to deal with the bull for everything it needs. Cut its nails, let's say, just as an example. So cut its tail. Cut the ear. Why? Because it makes it worth more next year. B'seh, and the Torah says, a sheep to teach you legizaisav that its shearings have to be returned. If it says bull that you have to return something that nobody here in this room ever heard that you the hear of a shar you have to return. So, but if you have to return that, culture can sell legizaisav. People use the wool for clothing for whatever. Elo amarava. Chamor the bar the Reb Yehuda. So, let's see if I have the pasuk here. I wanted the pasuk. I guess I didn't put the pasuk. Okay. The point is that it says shar v'chamar, and when we learned in Baba Kama, shar v'loy adam, chamar v'loy kalim. Chachamim hold that if you have a pit, and into the pit, oh, we do have this at least. Oh yeah, no, I do have the pasuk. V'chiyiv tach ish bar, a person creates a pit, oy kicher ish bar, v'loy chaseno, v'nofal shama, shar oy chamar. Why is it shar chamar? Something fell in there. The answer is, here we go, here's the... Nothing. Okay. What we learn from this is as follows. Shar, a bull, and if a person falls, human being falls in there, you're not chayv. Chamar v'loy kelim, that if a vessel falls into it, you're not chayv. But what about Rabbi Yehuda that says that a vessel you are chayv? So why in the world does the Torah say chamar? So now the Gemara says, chamar, that word chamar, the bar, which is the pasuk that we just showed in bar, l'Rebbe Yehuda, just according to Rebbe Yehuda, because according to Chachamim, it's a beautiful word, I need it, chamar, and not kelim. But Rebbe Yehuda says, I don't agree with that. I don't know what to do, according to Rebbe Yehuda, with this word chamar. What does it come to say? V'seda aveda l'direi akal. And according to, and the word se, you just asked me, what do I do with the word se? Why do I need it? If it says a bull, and it's the shearings of a bull, so certainly the shearings of a se, you're right. L'divrei HaKol, kasha. According to everybody, it's a good kasha. I don't know what to tell you. As Gemara, v'eimel l'glalim hudasa. Perhaps it's droppings. Maybe you have to return the droppings. They have value, fertilizer, whatever. Says Gemara, we once had a Gemara somewhere that says that the droppings of a donkey, they're good for some sort of what?
They're worth a lot of money.
No, but they're good for like a wound, no? A Gemara with a wound. Okay? Chazara. Gulalim, Afkurim, yeah, they used to make kalim, but I don't know how much it had. Sedimar, no. There's no having me, you have to return the droppings of an animal. You're going to go sit, pick up droppings of an animal. Afkurim, Afkilu, the owner doesn't care about them, especially the guy. He's taking care of the animal for you. He's going to start making you run after the gulalim. No. As the Gemara of Adimel, the Simonim would also. Maybe the Torah is giving us an extra word to teach us the idea that a simon is enough to return. How do I know? You give me identifying marks. So, maybe I need witnesses. Why is that enough? Maybe the Torah is telling you. Why? Because I in fact have a question. The Ibarilon, we had a question. The Gemara is going to talk about this question and repeat the question later. The Ibarilon, maybe that's the Gemara is referring to the question later. We had a question. Simonim Dairaisa Darabanan. This idea that you return an object based on an identifying mark, is that a Dairaisa Darabanan? Because the Rahman said, I feel the Simonim Adrinan, the Torah saying, yes, the Dairaisa, the Simonim Dairaisa. Amri, the word from Baba Kama, Amri. Midigdana Lutanus Tana, the Simonim Gavi Simon. Since we already discussed the idea of Simonim when it comes to, look, our Mishnah, Afa Simlo Isbachal, and teach us that Simonim, right? That's our Mishnah. That's why it says the idea of a garment. There's two conditions when it comes to a garment. It has an identifying mark, it has a simon, and it has somebody that wants it. That's not mitziyash. Called dovashish b'simim yesh l'toyvim chayv la'achris. Shmamino v'seh lav l'simonim u'daso. So seh is certainly not to teach us simon, because we already learned it from simla. This is actually a very interesting thing. He adds like a little twist here that he usually, I don't remember this so often, but he says, listen, the Tanaim HaGdoshim, who wrote the Mishnah, the Rebbe, and they learned, they knew that seh is not for simon, because seh is for simla. And there was something else that we are not aware of. That's what the Gemara is saying. What did the Tanaim learn from the word seh, which we never were privileged to learn, and perhaps we can figure it out, but they knew something that we didn't know. Tarabar. Asher toivad. So we go back to the pasuk. So we have two or three interesting words here that are important. V'chein taz l'chol aved zachicha, asher toivad. Well, if you think about it, a lost object from your friend, asher toivat, which was lost. Okay, so those words are extra. You have an aveda sochicha, you have a lost object of your brother, which got lost, which was lost. Okay, that's not a, that's very extra. So what does it come to teach us? Prat la aveda shem bo shava pruta. It comes to teach us, asher toivat, it actually got lost. It's something valuable, because the Torah never talks about things that are less than a pruta. Less than a pruta is not considered an aveda. But Taisa sticks in a good knei chair that makes it even easier to understand. He says, the last line on the Amid, since the Torah says, kol aveda sochicha, right? That was the other pasuk that we had. Where was it? Yeah, no, in this pasuk. L'chol aveda sochicha. Every single item, maybe, perhaps, even something that's less than a pruta, says the pasuk, no. Asher toivad. It's a real loss. It's something that you consider a loss, which is more than a pruta. Asher toivad prad la'aveda shem b'shav pruta. That is the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, u'matzasa prad la'aveda shem b'shav pruta. The same thing. But he learns it from a different word. So now, let's go to the chart. Beautiful. You did a great job there. I should have shown you my piece of paper that I, you know what? I don't even have my phone. What? Yeah. I actually, you know what? I could go into, let me just see if I could do this without disturbing the whole share. He took this and made this, which I think is very impressive. I sent him this. You can see, this is my handwriting. Asher toivad. What he did it so simple. He took this. Whatever, I said, go with this. This is what I want to chart for this. Great. Half hour later, he comes up with this, which is, he took the idea and he put it on the right side. And now he shows where it's from. Then if it doesn't have a Shavu Pruto, the Tanakhama learns it from Asher Toivad. Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Mutsasa. Now, the next step is, how do you learn that if you find an object that was owned by a non-Jew who doesn't care about the halachas of Aveda to begin with, he's not going to return yours. You don't return his. Tanakhama learns it from the word umotzasa. Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the vav of umotzasa. And finally, it just makes the whole sugya so simple now. This is the halach of the Rolex. A Rolex falls into the water, shataf nahar. So according to the Tanakhama, I learned it from mimenu. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Asher Toivad. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the word mimenu? He doesn't learn it. It's not something that he learns from. So now let's see the sugya inside. It's beautiful. Also, doesn't learn it. Good kasha. Torah Rabbanu Asher Toivad Prad La'Aveda Shei Ein Bo Shavu Pruta. Rido Oimo Matzasa Prad La'Aveda Shei Ein Bo Shavu Pruta. Look how beautiful. We go back. It's so simple now. Asher toivad, umutzasa. How do you know that something doesn't have a pruta? Boom. Asher toivad, umutzasa. My binayu. So what's the difference where I learned from? On my bay, there is no difference. Mashmoz, dorshimike binayu. Abaya holds. It's just, how did I learn it? How did the Tana learn it from? Which word? Mar nafkalim asher toivad, mar nafkalim umutzasa. Udamar nafkalim asher toivad, umutzasa, my avid lay. What do I do with the word? So the way the Gemara does it, the back and forth Gemara, could be somewhat confusing. And here, look how simple it is. What do I do with the umatzasa mayavet? How many bar like the Ravinai? There's the Girsin in the side, it's Ravina. Doma Ravina, umatzasa, that's soy liyode mashma. In other words, in code, umatzasa means not that of a eno Yehudi, of a Ovid Kechavim, of a idol worship. You only have to give it back if it's something that other people found. You have to go down with a scuba diver, whatever it is. That you are part of the Shot of Nar. I learned from Asher Toivad. And I know that Allah Ravino Nafkilei Umatzasa from the Vav. Now, the Gemara just right now went back to Prat Lagoy. So that's why it's confusing. But when you have the chart, it's all simple. Vida chader b'yoychen amenale. I know this idea that shatav nar nafkelim menu. So I know prat l'shatav nar that you don't have to return something that fell into the ocean from the word mimenu. Midach mimenu le'mashmalei. A review that doesn't learn mimenu. Beautiful. Next sugya. Rav Omar. What's the difference? If I learn from the word Asher Toiva there, we could still keep it up there for a second. Top line. Where I know if it doesn't have a Pruta, you don't return it because it says Asher Toiva or it says a Mutsasa. What's the difference? Abai says there's no difference. Just how did he learn? I need to know why there's no Nafkimin. I just want to know how the Tanakhama learned it and I want to know how Rabbi Yehuda learned it. No, Rabbi says a big difference. If you look at it, Asher Toiva means lost. Matzasa means found. Oh, so now think about it. There's a difference when you found it or when you lost it. Perhaps this pruta was worth a pruta maybe when you lost it, not when you found it. It's an afkimina. Let's say you lost something that was worth 25 cents. By the time the guy found it, it rained, whatever, now it's worth 20 cents. Could you keep it? Well, according to the Tanakhama, you can't. Why? Because when you lost it, it was worth a pruta. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it goes by when you found it, because he learns it from the word umotzasa. Pruta has to do with the one time you found, not the time you lost. Let's see in the Gemara, pruta is like minayu, here, difference. Whether when you lost it, it was worth a full pruta, but when you found it, the guy found it, it wasn't. But he can't ignore the fact that it says in the Torah Mutsasa, it has to be worth a pruta. Oh, what if it was a half a pruta and went up in price to a pruta? When you found it, it was worth a full pruta. But when you lost it, leka. Okay, but you didn't gain anything by this Torah. Why? Everybody agrees that you have ashtoiva. That when you lost it, it has to be worth a pruta. Okay, so this is not a good pshat. Hello. Says the Gemara, I have a very cool pshat. Same idea, but with a little bit of a twist. It was worth a pruta when it was lost. Okay, so you checked the box. I should tell you that when it was lost, it was a pruta. It went down in value. Have a pruta. So now you don't really have to return it. But then it went up in value by the time the guy found it. I would think you don't have to return such a thing. Why not? Why would I think you don't have to return it? So you could say, okay, because that's the Xeris of Kosov, I would think such a thing. But Mechavrusa said that maybe the pshat is that when it goes down in value, there's a certain disconnect to the owner. At that point, he's no longer the owner. It was not valuable. There's no value to it. He lost something that's a pruto, then it went down in value. It's kilo. Let's say it got destroyed from the world. So you mask him that he's not the owner anymore, it's destroyed. Okay, so it's half a pruto now. Halachically, he's not the owner. So then when it went back up in value, maybe, I would just think, maybe he doesn't regain his ownership. Kamash Malini does. I thought it was a cute tip. Okay, Ella Bruder Shukra, right? Sorry. Mandomar Toiva Adeko, Mandomar Tosso, Beinon this Boshir Mitzio, Mishas, Aveda, Vachas, Mitzio. Maybe, according to Mandomar, it says, Mutsasa, you need, not maybe, you need. A full value of a pruta from beginning to end, and no disconnect. Iboilu. So now that we mentioned that this is what the Gemara is saying in Mamish, in middle of the Amid, it says, the Iboilon, Simonim, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. Here it is. Iboilu, we have a question. Simonim, the Raisa, the Rabbanon. The idea that you return an object based on what this guy says, he thinks he has an identifying mark, and you can give it back on that. Is that in the Torah or Rabbanah made that up? My nafkimina. What's the difference? Sponsored by the people I'm going to. Basically, I'm going to meet these people. The Olam and Ner Tamed, Rabbi Yisai. If you're from Ner Tamed, I would love to meet every single one of you. Even those who have complaints against me. I'd love to meet you in person. Just keep the complaints. You know, I'm very sensitive. So maybe don't tell me your complaints. Maybe afterwards. Whatever. The Ner Tamed of Baltimore, Maryland, in honor of Fishel and Simcha Gross, thanks to them, 137 people learned 16,166 dapim of Gemara, over 727,000 minutes of Torah. We're Messiah and Baba Kama with MDY. Hopefully all of them are still on the daf doing Baba Metzia. So, says the Gemara, What's the difference if it's deraisa derabanan? Lahadura get isha b'simanim. Do I give back a woman a get based on identifying mark? So you have a messenger bring a get. He completely lost it for a while, whatever that time is. He finally finds it. He can identify the get. There's a thing there, a mark there. I'm divorcing the woman. Now she goes and she gets married to another man. That's a deraisa. If she's still married to the first guy, then she's Eish HaSish. How could Chachamim say that she's divorced based on identifying mark? If you tell me, Simonim are deraisa, okay, you can give it back. But if it's only a derabanan thing, Rabbanon could say something like this. Why? Because the Rabbanon have the right to be mafkir, hefkir, bezin, hefkir. They could take your object and give it to somebody else. So even if there's no such halacha, they could take any of you, anything they want, say it goes to them. Okay, so they made a mistake, or there's a mistake here. He lied. He said there's three lines going this way, and there's an X on the bottom. It's mine. So Chacham said, okay, take it. And if it's not his, they could still take it from him and give it to you. But when it comes to a get, they can't do that. They can't divorce a woman when midaraisa she's still married. Toshma. So now we're looking to see, are simonim deraisa or only derabon? Toshma. Afasim lo hoisa b'chlal kolelu. It says in our Mishnah, a garment was part of the pasuk. Shor, chamar, se, we saw. V'lo miyatzas. It already says, kol avedis achicha, everything. So why does the Torah have to specify a garment? It has simonim, says the Mishnah. Based on simonim, chayv la'achris, you have to announce it and give it back. So what do you see from here? Simonim are deraisa. Why? Because it says in the Torah simla. It's a word in the Torah. That's what I learned from the word simla. I've called over Jesus Simonim, which they told him chayv la'achris. Tana says the more no. Toivim mitzrichalei. What does the Mishnah say? There's two conditions. That there's somebody that didn't give up hope and that it has simonim. You know what? Draft the simonim thing. The main point of the Mishnah is that it has toivim, that has somebody that wants it, that didn't give up hope. The simonim is stam. The Mishnah threw it in there. Tana toivim mitzrichalei. Simonim kedin azba. It was more like an asmachta, says Rashi, without a pasuk, not a furish pasuk. Toshma. Chamar b'simoni yukov. It says the Mishnah, the Gemara, we learned that a chamar, a donkey, you give back just by identifying its saddle. So you see that you can identify something and you have to give it back. And it says in the Torah, the Gemara says it based on the word in the Torah, chamar. So this is a deraisa. So Gemara, no, eima be'edi yukov. Who said it's simoni? Maybe. Based on two witnesses that come forward and say, I know that he had a funny blue saddle. Nobody ever had a blue saddle, so it's this donkey. Toshma, this object should be with you until your brother claims it. The Kliyakar darshans from this pasuk, he says, that it should only be with you until, as the Gemara says, of course, he has to demand it. You have to investigate. You have to look into it. You have to see. Is the guy lying? Not lying. Meaning simanim. A guy can't go, hey, I lost the donkey. Give it back to me. He has to prove it. Oh, so says the Kliyakar, you have to prove it. But once he proves it, once he gives you the simon, don't start being moirat. Oh, he probably was listening in. He probably spied on me. He saw it before. No, he said, gave the simon. At the Rosh Hashanah, once he's Dairish, once you investigate it, Shalom Yisrael, you have to give it to him. The Imri Emes says, more of a Hasidish of our kind of thing, he says, why does a Chassan give a Drasha? Because the Gemara in Kiddushin says that a woman is like an Aveda, that the husband goes and searches for his partner. So it's Aveda, you have to see if he's a liar or not. You have to see, you have to be Dairish, you have to check him out. So he has to get up there in front of everybody and see if he knows his stuff or not. There was actually a story here in Mabet Shemesh, approximately 5 years ago, where a woman called up one of these signs, says, does anybody lose a gold necklace? Call this number. She calls up, she goes, it's my necklace. And through the conversation, they saw she's hacking a chain, it's not her necklace, she's making it up. So the guy that found the necklace, he went around in the street and he saw other signs, rings, this, that. He called up the numbers. And he said, did anybody with this kind of voice, this kind of accent, did they try to get your ring? He said, yeah. So they made a sting. They called her back and they said, yeah, come pick up your necklace. And she came and they arrested her. She's a ganav. She was trying to steal the lost objects. This is Ramai. In Ramai, you were in Ramai. Here in Beit Shemesh it happened. My love, b'simonim. Perhaps l'chayr, the Torah is saying, as Rosh Hashicha, you should investigate. How do you investigate? With simonim? Lo, you should investigate with Eidim. Toshma, emi'idin elo al partzuf haponim imachaitim. This is talking about, unfortunately, lo yaleinu. We had this on October 7th. It took many weeks, and I mean, you can look it up. People is still maybe still looking for to identify victims, to identify a mace. It's a big thing, because based on that, a woman gets married. I mentioned this also. It's unfortunate, but a lot of them were identified with tattoos. You know, it's a deraisa tattoo. Certain things, identifying marks. Some of them were burnt, and it's very, very difficult. DNA, this, that. So the Gemara says over here, you're not allowed to identify a body. You need to see the face with the nose. Even though you have simonim, look, he's wearing these clothing, this thing. The Rabbi Natam says that this idea that you need the face with the nose is because, unfortunately, there's no body. He says it's talking about just a head, a skull. But if the guy that Eli Rosen, who worked for me, he was part of MDY, I haven't seen him in a long time. He sent me a picture. He found a head of a soldier. Nobody. He sent me the picture. Saw it. It was past the face part. But okay, you saw an Israeli gun. He had a gun. It was a soldier. Gun, this, that, just a skull. So Cesar and Tom, in that situation, you need to identify a face with a nose. But in a Hanami, Cesar and Tom, if you have an entire body, there are identifying marks and scars and certain things that a body has, then you don't dafka need these two things. A Kapon of the says, Shmami no, Simonim love the rice. So you see from here that, look, he has a little mark over here, he has a scar in his forehead. No, I need to see his nose. It's not enough. So you see, simonim not there, right? Amri, no. This that I said that the simon wasn't a real simon, not like a simon muvak, not like something special to this mace. What simon was gufoi the aruch v'goitz. He was a tall man. He was vertically challenged. That's not a simon. Kalev the chayshin l'sheila. So I talk about the clothing he's wearing. That's also a problem. Maisa shahaya, a guy testified in Beis Din, that he saw this woman's husband dead. So it turns out he was right. He saw a person dead with all his clothing. He's wearing the same shirt, trousers, everything, like the guy. He didn't even have his name. You know, he saw the dry cleaner thing on the shirt. It said his name. What turned out to be that this guy that died was actually a ganav. He stole all the clothing from this individual. Let's say he's homeless. He stole his clothing from the mikvah, I don't know from where. And then he got killed. So it wasn't a good testimony. You can't base the testimony on clothing, says the Gemara. Says Gemara, I chayshina the sheila, if you're worried about borrowing, chamar b'simoni ukev eichem adrinon, how do you return a donkey based on the saddle? Amri, says Gemara, ukav loy shali inshe ukafo. People don't lend that out. Mishum de misakiv loy the chamara. It really, in other words, each saddle has a different shape. Each animal has a different shape. So if I borrow your saddle, it's going to hurt my animal and it's going to ruin my saddle because they have a different shape. Iboy seimo kelev bechivari v'sumke. It wasn't a real simen, yer tzadik. It wasn't a real simen because it was red, black. He wasn't saying a real simon. Not like, oh, it said this word on it or something. Just the color, and many, many clothings have that color. Says the Gemara, the Sanyamat, so you kosher because oy barnik, give a tabas. You found a get. Here's a tabas, a signet, Mamish Nyon of the Yoima, Purim, in Yerushalayim, right now. It's Purim Yerushalayim. Tabas HaMelech. No, they're still going. The Sudas are still going. You have to ruin it. Tamarashi, you got a good point. Sudas can still go. Mitzoy Kosher Mikis, or Ba'arnik with Tabas. You hear? He found a get that's tied up. Here we have a picture. Beautiful picture. Get tied to wallet, to signet, whatever it is. Or Shimatsub in Kalov. He found it between his different things. I feel it's Mamaruba Kosher. That's a good simon. But if you're concerned about people borrowing wallets and stuff, Gimatsoy Kosher because am I kosher? If it's tied to a wallet, why is it kosher? Nechosh the Shayla, maybe somebody lent. It's interesting. I just gave my son, who's sitting right over here, y'all. I just gave him my wallet. I had a wallet I wasn't using. I just gave it to him. Why am I saying that? Because of the next line. Amri, they say, kis varnik give it tabas, loy mishali inche. People don't lend out their wallets. Why? Kis varnik mishum de misamne. Says Rashi, it's like a certain kishuv, like a certain belief that people have that this guy's wallet has a certain mazel. And you're giving over your mazel to somebody else. I don't mind giving it to y'all. But to a regular person, I don't want to lose everything I have and give it to somebody else. Says Taisves, what about? Listen, Achashu, you're not allowed to believe in these things. Oh, you can't go under a ladder, you can't go this, you can't do that. Well, says Taisves, no. But if it's refuah, if it's real, I know that this is what it is. Going on the ladder, 20 people went under a ladder and they got a heart attack a half hour later. That's not nichosh, that's a fact. So if I see that people are actually becoming wealthy and the guy that gave the wallet is becoming poor, then it's not a, it's a real thing and there's no nichosh. The Tavio Yeshua, there's a sefer, came out maybe 100 years ago. He says, that's why you're not allowed to lend your wallet to somebody. He passes like that. You shouldn't. Leim ketanoi says, perhaps this is machlis tanoi. Now what? Emidim al shuma. You cannot marry off a woman based on a wart. Okay, person has a wart, everybody knows this guy has a wart. Right over here on his forehead has a wart. So I saw a dead person with a wart. Is that enough to marry her off? That's not a simon. You could marry off a woman with a wart, based on a wart. My lab, the Tanakhama saw a simon in the Rabbanon. Tanakhama says the simon is Rabbanon, Velozabim Mavayoi saw a simon in the Rai. So here we have a machlois tanoim, whether or not this is a simon or not. So the Gemara has a number of answers over here. No. Amar Rav the Kuliyam and Simon deraisa. No, perhaps no. 100% the Simon is deraisa. V'achav b'shuma mitzuyi b'ven giloi kamifligi. Very interesting thing, according to Rashi. If somebody is born on the same identical mazel as you, okay, the same star, this line, the stars lined up the same exact. They're born at the same moment. So according to one man, the Amar, he'll have the same wart as you in the same exact spot. Is that true or not? Machloik is tanoi. Marsav shumim mitzuy ben giloi. Marsav shumim in mitzuy ben giloi. In the Ran and Durham says that ben giloi with the same mazel. Actually, if somebody has the same exact mazel and he goes visits the person that has the same mazel that has a disease, he's the person that'll take away the 60th of his tsar. Yiboy seima the kuli alma shumim in mitzuy ben giloi. No. There's no such thing. If you have the same mazel, you don't get the same wart as the other guy. Interesting. So maybe identical twins don't have the same mazel. Just thinking, maybe it's like they're off by a minute. Because otherwise they'd have the same exact word, the same thing. Maybe they do. So what's this machlokes? I tried to look it up, but not good. I got grossed out right away. I put in like ward post-mortem. Does it change color or not? Shiloh, don't ask what I found. Okay, it's not a good idea. So, does the coloration of the wart change? Doc, the warts change color. Not today. Nishtano atzvayim. It doesn't mean. Could you think of any skin blemish? You're a dermatologist. There's no skin blemish that. The color of the skin turns different colors, right? The dead person changes colors. So maybe the blemish changes with it and it goes, no, not really. Okay. That's why I couldn't find anything. This is a shaylin like in Metzias, and it's hard to understand when Tanoim argue something like this. No, it doesn't change. Like Dr. Shamrod said, it doesn't change. V'simonim the Rabbanon, and in fact, the simon is the Rabbanon. V'achem shumim simon move a kukum iflegi. When a person has a very, very distinct scar, a distinct simon, is that enough to marry off a woman based on that? Marisav shumim simon move a kuk, marisav shumim lav simon move a kuk. A nice gesunte wart is not the biggest simon in the world. There's plenty of people that have the same wart, same spot. Shalom Yisrael. Omar Ova. And if you say that a simon is not the raisa, why did Rabbanon get into this whole problem and it's a sub? Why did they get into it? If a simon is not the raisa, why would they bother with it? Why would they give it back? Says the Gemara, interesting thing. The guy that finds the object, he wants to give back the object based on a simon. Because he wants it to happen to himself. It's like what goes around comes around. I'm going to return it to somebody based on a simon, and you're going to return based on a simon. It's good for me. So that's why we do it. So there's a shayla. There was a famous story where an old man, he wanted people to visit him. But nobody came to visit him. So he put up a big sign that his apartment is for sale. So people started coming in and out of his apartment. And when they said, how much do you want? He said, $20 million. And they would leave. But every day he got 10 people to come visit him. So one of these stories, and they asked, I'm not going to say who. And he said, it's mutter. Why? Because just like you, if you were that age, you want somebody to come visit you. So what comes around goes around. You visited him. Anyways, you have a chiv to visit him, whatever. Mele it's mutter. Fine, next. Omele Rav Rava, bomb question. It can't mean that Rava meant this. Why? Because otherwise, the toivah la'atzim b'mam shem shaloi. The finder allows this found object to go to somebody else because one day when he loses the object, but he's not the owner. How could he give it away to somebody because he wants it to come around to him? Hello. It's not even his. You have to say Pshat and Rava. The owner, the true owner says, I want my Aveda to be given away to the rightful owner based on identifying marks. May the other day than Leslie. I don't have witnesses. Nobody knows what I know about this. I have great simonim. So I'll get it because I can figure it out. The owner is the one that's saying it, not the finder. And the owner says it, and next time you'll do it on your Aveda, etc. But we learned something different. Now, what do we say? Finishing. We had this sugya. If you find three documents that say that one person, Reuven, owes money. If they all have the name of the Malva, you give it back to the Malva. If they all have the name of the Loiva, you give it back to the Loiva. Ask Gemara. You only give back when it's good for you. Here's the case, it's not good for you. The Loiva doesn't want the shtar to go to the Malva, then he's going to go sue him for the money. Too bad on the Loiva. Hasim Svaru. Over here, it's solid logic. You found it with the name, give it back to the Loiva. It's impossible that it came from the Malva. You have three different documents with one guy's name. Obviously, it fell from the Loiva. Why did he give it back to the Malva? Same idea. In other words, it's not a question of simonim. It's just such a strong, logical... What's the word? Sticking the word here. It's so strong, logically, that we give it back to the Malva. Forget about simonim, not simonim. It's impossible. It's not the Malva's. Raboisai, have a wonderful day. Listen. I'm going to say it again. Raboisai, have a wonderful day, but do not fall off. I'm going to be gone for like 9 days. Be stark. Come to me special if you can. Do not fall off. Like a bunch of people fell off last time I came back from America. No volume. Have a wonderful day.